Welcome to Flicks. My name is Daniel Swan. This is episode 44, in which myself, my lovely wife Tiffany B, discuss La La Land, Damien Chazelle's all-conquering modern-day musical. We've got exactly 8 minutes of spoiler-free chat, and then we'll get into all the nitty-gritty. So stick with us after the music. It's going to be fun. Music. Exciting. It's 2017. The rules have changed. Everything's different. And Flicks is on the crest of a wave that's known as the future. Hello, Tiffany B. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Confused, I'd say.
Because you haven't heard the music?
No.
Because it's, spoiler alert, this is how it goes in terms of the edit world of, like, we record it. Right, and then afterwards, the bit that you heard at the beginning of me talking hasn't happened yet. I don't know what I'm going to be talking about. It's just, oh, howdy boys. So, we're talking La La Land.
Yes.
It is Oscar season. It is Tiffany B's favourite time of the year in terms of cinema. Mm-hmm. After you have gamely sat through all of the superhero big budget dross that I can force you to sit through,
yes,
over the summer.
I then force you to look at, watch.
Look at in a cinematic context
or
format.
Some might say watch.
Watch.
Good films.
Quote unquote.
Good.
Good films about
films that
Holocausts
are about
and genocide and misery and a born.
Well, that's not true, because this is not.
Oh, flipped, reversed it. Blazing Squad. So, we're going to have a couple of minutes of spoiler-free reviewage. Hopefully there's one or two of you out there, dear listeners, dear sensual listeners, who haven't seen La La Land, who've just tuned in to think, should I go and see this? I mean, what? Really? It's musical. It's dancing in a modern day setting. This isn't Singing in the Rain. And then after that, after a healthy warning, we'll dive into the spoiler bits and dissect it like science students with a dead frog. So, spoiler free, what did you think?
I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought it was good. It was nice to have something that was mostly happy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was definitely different.
Yeah.
I think, the musical nature.
Because that's something that would, I think, draw some people in.
Yes.
But then might also put some other people off.
Yes. I would say I'm potentially someone who would be put off by that.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
More of a kind of, oh, I'll wait until it comes out.
Sure.
Until it's on Netflix kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Although, Les Mis, you were well up for that back in the day, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
You were very excited to see
that. But that was based on a book that I'd read and, stuff like that. So, but this, I thought could be a little bit cheesy.
Sure.
Which isn't my particular
oeuvre. A little bit glee-ish, perhaps.
Yes, yeah, a bit like that. Which is good if you're in the right mood, mm-hmm. I think. But anyway, I don't think it was cheesy.
No.
I mean, it was, of course, mm-hmm. because it's innately cheesy, but not too much.
Yeah.
It
wasn't a particularly musically musical, was
no.
it?
No. No, yeah. And it had a real story behind it. It wasn't like when you go to theatre and you see a musical and it's like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. They've written some good songs and then it's like, We Will Rock
There's
You.
A
they've
loose
tried
thing.
To work some kind of story around it, but ultimately you're here for the songs.
Yeah. It was a good standalone story.
Yeah.
And in fact, I might say, I think as we discussed potentially could have been better had it dialed back some of the musical sections. But yeah, overall I liked it. I thought it was really good.
Nice.
Really kind of happy and lighthearted for most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some really nice bits. It was very kind of visually pleasing film. Yeah. And, you know, very nice actors.
Yeah.
Actresses.
Yeah, they're very charming, aren't they? Emma Stone and Ryan Baby Goose.
Yes, both of them very charming, I think. Very easy to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. It's shot very nicely. It's the bits with them and their kind of relationship are done very, very nicely.
Yeah.
They obviously have a lot of chemistry and that kind of comes through.
Yeah.
And whilst, there are some bits of cheesiness, I kind of feel like the cheesiness is kind of happens more at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like it starts off very much like, oh, this is a backstory. And then it kind of...
Changes,
evolves into something a little bit more serious, but it's very refreshing to see something with it's a very joyous film.
Yes,
I think, I think that's especially with these, as we say, it's Oscar season. These kind of quote unquote good films, a lot of them do tend to kind of lean more towards the melodrama and the histrionics and wouldn't this be the worst thing in the world if it happened to you? Whereas this is, a little bit softer and a little bit nicer and a little bit happier, generally.
Yeah. Yeah, and like you say, the first part is kind of like the love story part, which is nice that you get to kind of meditate on that.
Mm-hmm.
Often in films, that kind of, realising you should be together comes right at the end and then it's like credits.
Yeah.
After you've kissed, and then it's like, well, it doesn't matter what happens after that. We assume happily ever after.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this kind of, it brings the love story right to the front.
Yeah.
Or the beginning of the film, and then, you get that whole kind of celebration of love at the beginning.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Mm.
Especially young love, because it's like, it's just nice to see, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Good. Yeah, so we would both recommend it, I think.
Yeah.
To pretty much everyone.
I would say so, yeah. I think so.
I suppose anyone that would be listening to a film-based podcast anyway. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So go and see it if you haven't gone and see it. And if you have seen it, then on the other side of this spoiler warning, we're going to be discussing it in spoilerific detail. So spoiler warning here.
Here be spoilers.
Hello! Welcome back to the spoiler section of this episode of Flicks About La La Land. So, Tiffany B.
Yeah.
What were your kind of slightly more in-depth thoughts?
Do we have topics or just generally?
I mean, just generally, really. Some things that I've written down that I either liked or I didn't like. I mean, I think ultimately for me... The big thing is, and you kind of touched on it in the non-spoiler section, was I don't think that this film should have been a musical.
Mm.
I don't think
you mean. What do you mean by that? You mean that you don't think there should have been any songs?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I really liked the musical like motif or whatever it was that whatever it would be called that kind of series of notes
that kept playing throughout
is what brought them together, and then that kind of carries on throughout the film, and that kind of those notes come to signify their relationship. And I always think that's very clever in a film when that happens. It doesn't happen as much anymore.
Yeah,
I feel like in terms of character themes or big, rousing scores, big kind of John Williams-y, Superman. Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, or Indiana Jones, or Alan Silvestri. One of my favourite ones of all time is the Back to the Future one, because you get that in all its different forms, and it means something different. And it's when it's on the hoverboard or the skateboard chase. It's a and then when it's the sad thing, and it's his siblings are disappearing from the picture and saying, and it, I don't know. I feel like that's something
that's... Yeah, I had that. That was nice.
Lost a little bit these days, but this had it, and it really, there's something really magical about that. Very cinematic,
yeah.
I think, because that's something that you can't have in any other medium, really.
No.
Of that kind of musical kind of motif that, that carries on through. I think that was really, really nicely done. But I think in terms of songs, I feel like it didn't... It. I don't know whether it was just that the songs weren't particularly good, I don't think, or whether they just didn't really commit to the songs. But I feel like the first one on the freeway, when everyone's dancing around, was a good way of kind of setting you up for it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a title sequence where it's like, lets you know, this is the kind of film that this is going to be, so lock yourself into this kind of...
Yeah.
And then there was the one where the girls were getting ready.
Yeah.
Which was very musical. That was the most musical-y of all of them, I think. Yeah. And they were like, oh, it's bad. Create, like, hammy facial expressions, and they're all wearing different coloured dresses, and it's all very...
Yeah.
Whatever. I thought really liked that. I thought that was really good. Very musically.
See, I found that the most cheesy.
I mean, the most cheesy. Ooh. Yeah, absolutely.
Might be in trouble here.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
But then as it went on, I feel like it was like, oh, yeah, we should probably have a song here, shouldn't we? Just have the thing. Because I can only think... So there was that one. There was the one where they were falling in love, which is quite cute, but I think ultimately the cuter thing was them dancing. Which again was music as opposed to the song. There was the one where he's on the... that he then sings for her when he's at the piano, when he was on like the... It was like a pier. And he starts dancing with that
old woman.
And then the guy's like, hey, you know, that was a song. And then there was the audition song that she sang at the end.
Yeah.
And I can't really think of that many others. And I feel like for a musical, that's not enough.
Yeah.
Like we were saying at the time, like, I feel like if you buy the soundtrack to a musical, you should be able to kind of piece together the plot of the film through the songs.
Yeah.
And there are huge gaps. Like, the biggest one for me was when she decides to... When she's like, no, I'm not going to be an actor anymore. It's like, where's the song here? Surely that's a big...
To tell me that start.
Yeah, like character...
Story. Yeah.
Moment.
Yeah.
That traditionally in a musical would have a song, and yet this is... So it's like, it didn't really know whether it was going to... I don't know. I don't know what was wrong with it, but I feel like the music in the film worked really, really nicely.
And the dancing.
And like the end. I mean, we'll get to the end, but... Like, that worked really well. Mm. But it was just the actual songs, I feel, were lacking somehow, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think the songs... I'd be interested to know if they recorded a lot more songs and cut them.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think one of the problems they might have had was that neither of them were great singers.
Yeah.
And so, potentially, you know, you kind of have to be like, well... Maybe like this is where they perform the best, this is where their singing is the best. Potentially, obviously, I don't know that, but I do think I think maybe it was a combination for me of neither of them being great singers and the songs not being particularly, I guess, memorable is what you're looking for, or catchy. And I don't think there was a lot of that, really. No. Like, I can't really remember any of them.
No.
I remember that there was a song, but I don't remember anything about them. I think the most memorable one for me was probably the one where he's in a band and he's on stage.
Yeah, the John Legend.
And I think I said to you at the time, like, it was, for me, so stark when John Legend starts singing.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, that's what a singer sounds like. Because we've just been listening to these very... And I thought it was... Apart from anything else, it was the volume at which John Legend sings versus them. Because they were very, like, I am singing like this. I'm really, yeah. And then he's just like, hi, I'm just going to sing because that's what I can do. And I just think it really showed them up as not great singers. And I mean, I'd already thought that as well. And I don't know, in a musical, I don't think that I should be thinking to myself, oh, he's not a great singer or she's not a great singer. And, you know, bless them, they tried. And, you know, I know they're actors and their dancing was great.
Yeah.
I just felt like it was like, I don't know. You know, you go to musicals and people sing, like, and you're kind of floored by it. Yeah. You're like, oh, my God, that person's amazing. And just it stood out for me.
Mm.
And it was a moment of like, oh. And like you said, I don't know if that was what it was or it was the songs themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they certainly didn't add anything to it for me. I don't know that they quite took something away, but they didn't add anything.
Yeah.
Which is a weird thing to say for a musical.
Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of... Yeah, I kind of felt like... Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say they took anything away, but either go for it or don't.
Yeah.
Like, either we're having a musical and it's, you know, largely about the songs.
Yeah.
Or this isn't, and it's just some kind of magical fantasy musical style.
Yeah.
Which I think would have been fine.
Yeah.
And the way that it was shot...
Yeah.
Kind of keyed into that as well. Yeah, like everything's quite... on the back of a beautiful sunset.
Yeah, everything looks gorgeous.
Looks absolutely amazing and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. I feel like that would have worked quite nicely. So for me, I think that was the biggest issue with it.
Mm.
That was what...
Like it didn't know what it wanted to be.
Yeah, that it was... Yeah, that the musical aspects of it were... Yeah. Like lacking in some way, I think.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that.
Because I mean, if we're going by Golden Globes alone,
yes,
then this is the greatest film of all time.
Not of all time, of this year.
Of all time,
no.
No other
film
has won 7 Golden Globes.
Oh, I see.
So this is, and so that. What does I feel like that is as much to do with it being something different. As it being a good film. Because it is a good film.
It is a good film. I was going to say, what it lacks in being clear or having great songs or being clear about what it was in terms of its genre, which isn't necessarily the most important thing in terms of genre, I mean, it definitely makes up for in very good performances and a good story, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's one of the most frustrating things about it. It's like when it's not a musical, it's really good.
Yeah.
When it's not in song, it works really, really nicely.
Yeah. And interestingly, I read an article that said part of why it did so well at the Golden Globes was because it was about Hollywood, and Hollywood loves stories about Hollywood.
Yeah,
That could be partly why.
Yeah, it's why a lot of people say that Argo did so well, because it's a film about how Hollywood saved the world.
Yeah, exactly.
It's they're going to, of course, vote for that.
Yeah, and this is like a love story to Hollywood, isn't it? It's a, you know, it's hard, but it's so worth it.
Yeah.
Is what it, you know?
Yeah.
It can change your life and change everything and make you fall in love and make you, you know, happy, truly happy.
Yeah.
So that's potentially why. But I also do think, Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling are very, very watchable, very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looked beautiful.
Yeah.
It had a nice story that was different, I think, original.
Yeah.
And so, and it had a magical element to it. Like with the music and stuff, and it didn't take itself that seriously, which is nice. I think that plays is in large part to the actors.
Yeah,
that they're quite, they seem quite
up for a laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see why it did well. I certainly wouldn't say it's the best film of all time. Would you?
No, absolutely not. I feel like, a large part of it is, you know, it's something different and that will often be rewarded.
Yeah.
Like as I was saying with The Artist, the silent film a few years ago, like that did incredibly well. Whilst I think it was a very good film, I think people give it marks for novelty.
Yeah.
Like, what? Who would think of doing a modern-day silent film? Who would think of doing a modern-day musical?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that kind of plays into it a little bit. Yeah. And yeah, like you say, probably the any film about filmmaking.
Isn't The Artist kind of about that as well?
Yeah, it's about Hollywood. It's about the golden age of Hollywood. So it's that's always going to do well. But yeah, I think it was done very nicely in terms of the leads were incredibly charming. I think it did a nice job of showing the ways in which people who are kind of gunning for a creative job compromise.
Yeah.
Both in terms of obviously she's got a job doing, as a barista. He's got the job in the 80s cover band thing, which was great. And he was very good in... He's got that kind of serious, bit of an idiot, bit stupid kind of... but playing it straight down the middle. Yeah. He does that very well. It's the same kind of thing that he was doing in The Nice Guys.
Yeah.
With Russell Crowe, where he's like very earnest, but a little bit dim.
Yeah.
But and he just does it so well.
He's very charming. Yeah,
you can't not fall in love with him when he's doing that. And then when they get a bit... when it gets a bit further on, she just gives up entirely because it's so difficult.
Yeah.
Which is, understandable. A lot of people do. And then he kind of...
No, that's when she's doing her play, isn't it? She hasn't given up yet. He's off touring, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, is that not what you were going to say?
No, I'm just saying, it shows how difficult it can be.
Oh, yeah.
In that she gives up and in that he kind of...
Doesn't.
He doesn't give up, but he kind of changes his dream a little bit.
Yeah.
In a way that I really, really liked, and then in a way that I... didn't particularly like when they both just got their dream then.
Yeah.
I thought that when it first happened, I was like, oh, that's a little bit too convenient. It's a little bit too perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they don't, it doesn't end perfectly.
No, I think that's the thing that really drew it back. Because once they, he's got his club and she is this successful actress going off all over the place to do whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, is that good? I don't know. That's not really... that seems a little bit... For a film like this that's been set up in such an interesting way, in such a kind of realistic-ish way, even though it's, whatever, magical and whatnot.
Yeah.
But then that ending, that whole ending was just
Of, playing out their different story.
Yeah. Of, are they truly happy?
Yeah.
They've had to make that decision of, right, well, I'll go... Well, it was kind of forced upon him.
Yeah.
But she made that decision of, I'm going to choose my career over potentially true love.
Yeah.
And that whole ending... I mean, it maybe went on a little bit longer than it needed to, I think.
Mm.
But just the whole musical aspect of it and the kind of surreal aspect of it and it was in weird sets and all of this kind of stuff. I just, it was so kind of, magical that it finished the film so wonderfully for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really, really nice. I liked that. I liked that they didn't end up together.
Yeah.
Because, like you say, there had to be some level of compromise because it was too perfect. I mean, that would have been cheeserific.
Yeah.
It would have just been like, okay, what's the point? There's no... Yeah, nothing's gone wrong. You know, you had a little bump in the road.
But if you work hard, then you can literally get everything that you've ever wanted.
Yeah. So I think it's really good that they compromised on the ending. And that, there is a moment. There is a sad moment when they see each other in the club.
Yeah.
And certainly for him, you feel like there's... I felt a lot more sadness coming from him.
Yeah.
Maybe because he isn't shown to have found anyone. Yeah. And maybe he's still in love with her. I guess you don't know. Like, he's got his dream.
Yeah.
His club. But, is he happy? I don't know.
Yeah. It's interesting that, like you say, I mean, it's done very well with Golden Globes, potentially because it's about Hollywood. But it's... One could read the film by saying, but they're not truly happy because they've chosen their
career
and they've got ostensibly everything that they want from their career or from their dream, or they've achieved everything that they set out to do, but they're still not 100% happy.
Mm.
And potentially there's an argument to be made for had they stayed together, whatever they had ended up doing,
yeah,
they may have been happier.
Yeah.
Because they were together.
Yeah.
Which I think is quite a, yeah, that's quite true. A nice kind of bittersweet kind of,
yeah, ending.
Because they have got success. They have won.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just tinged with just a little...
Yeah.
You just think, oh, that's quite a nice...
Yeah, because I suppose he kind of was willing to compromise more, wasn't he? He was like, I'm going to go on tour and, you know, I'm going to come back and surprise you and we're going to make it work. And
do
I'm
this gonna... thing that I potentially don't love for the good of us.
Yeah, I'm going to always be on tour. Yeah. Although, you know, it's not that great for them because they don't spend that much time together. But, yeah.
He's doing what he thinks she wants of him.
Yeah. And then she's... I don't know, I guess broken by it, really, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's broken by it. And it is kind of, yeah, super convenient that then she gets that audition based on the play that she was doing. Yeah. That was, you know, ostensibly we see none of it, but crap.
Yeah.
People didn't seem to enjoy
it. Those two guys were talking about it.
People were talking about it, yeah, saying it wasn't great. You know, and I don't know, just, yeah, very convenient that she's done with it. And that's when she gets her big break.
Yeah.
That moment. So yeah, that's a little bit maybe too convenient for her.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. And she's not really willing to compromise. So she, I suppose, is the, I don't know, I guess she kind of shows what Hollywood can do to you. Because it kind of breaks you.
Yeah.
Or it broke her. Yeah. You know, it broke her ability to I don't know what, compromise with him, and it broke her ability to believe in herself.
Yeah.
At least momentarily. So, yeah, it's not a great thing for Hollywood.
It,
you know, in some readings of it.
Mm. Yeah, which is, I think, quite interesting. Mm. And it's, yeah, like, without... Had he not then gone to Colorado to see her, then she never would have known about that audition. She never would have known about it. And then that would have been the end of her story.
So she owes her success to him?
She owes everything.
And it, yeah, it's such a shame because, like, he seems, you know, just so into her and so, yeah, like, willing to do something that he doesn't want to do, really, because he thinks that's what she wants.
Yeah.
And willing to, like, chase her and to not let it go. And then, yeah.
She just asks off to Paris.
Yeah, and then and willing to, like, believe in her and make her believe in herself. And then ultimately, you know, I don't know what, have this kind of sadness of being left behind.
Mm.
Even though he's got, you know, a lot of success in his own right.
He's got chicken on a stick.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't, has he?
No, he hasn't.
Not compromised. In this
Seb's
reality.
Using her design for his logo and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so there is very kind of bittersweet, but the ending is really nice, and they're really easy to watch.
Yeah,
I
did think it makes it. It wouldn't be as bittersweet if you didn't want them to make it so much, and you wouldn't want them to make it so much were they not so charming.
Yeah,
in the first half an hour, because I think I said to you when we left, like, I genuinely feel like as much as it's, you know, there's some conflict to it and there's some whatever, and it kind of goes against cinematic storytelling rules of, like, you know, all drama is conflict, so that's what you need to put in there. But I don't know whether I'm just soppy, I am soppy, but just that for, I guess it was about half an hour of them getting together and falling in love up until the cinema. She goes to watch Rebel Without a Cause in the cinema with him. So that's her kind of choosing to not go with her boyfriend, choosing him.
Yeah.
Like, I could just... If the credits had started there, I'd be like, fine, done, I'm happy.
Lovely.
That's wonderful. That's such a joyous half an hour.
Yeah.
Just to watch, and just to watch two characters that you like fall in love.
Yeah.
I just think there's very few things that are more satisfying.
Yeah.
As an audience.
Yeah.
I just think it's great.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah. Just the kind of little... Because that was like... Yeah, that's essentially just... that's like a regular rom-com, just condensed down.
Yeah. 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 Without a lot more of the current boyfriend. And, you know, drama there. That's kind of
glossed over a little bit to enable it to do something else afterwards. But yeah, that's such a, yeah, a juicy little steak of a film.
Yeah.
I could have, yeah, very much. Just give me one of them before every film. Or if it's a really sad film, just give me one of them at the end. So it's like, oh God, that was a tough watch. And then it's like, but here's Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling falling in love for half an hour. Yeah!
Lean.
So that would have been good for me.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So.
So.
Out of five, what do you give it?
I think I go 4.
Cool. Which, in our scale that we were working out earlier in IHOP, 1 out of 5 is rubbish. 2 out of 5, not great. 3 out of 5, good. 4 out of 5, very good. 5 out of 5,
amazing.
Amazeballs. Soups, totes, amazeballs. And so this would get a very good from you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. I had some issues with it.
Yeah.
But I did, overall, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, and I think there were some lovely parts to it.
Yeah.
And I think it was really nice, like, visually.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the acting. I thought the story was strong.
Yeah.
So, I mostly like it, but
just
I think...
Just a couple of little bits that you would change.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's... How about you? Yeah, I would agree absolutely, wholeheartedly.
Oh.
4 out of 5. Yeah. Just little kind of flourishes that I really liked. Like, having it told in... the title cards of the seasons, but because it's LA, everything just looks exactly the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I
thought
was quite sweet. And just, yeah, their kind of banter and their kind of...
Mm.
When she requested whatever song it was, I can't even remember what song, and he was really annoyed. And then he comes up to her afterwards and he's like, come on, with a real musician, you don't request that. That's crossed the line, and they're having a bickering
thing. That thing about the barista... I can see how you'd be up on your high horse or something.
A looking down at me from all the way up there as a barista.
Yeah, he has some funny lines that I really like. And you're a baby when she's crying. You're a baby.
You're crying like a baby.
That's really funny. Great.
And again, it's that kind of earnest, straight down the line. Like, you're being a baby. This is ridiculous. And her, I don't like jazz. He's like, what do you mean you don't like jazz? And she said, well, I just mean that when I listen to it, I don't like it.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Yeah. And they both really deliver those kind of lines really well. Like, really believe.
Good. Yes. So, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
La La Land. Very strong. And in this series, as we'll continue on with Oscar faves, Oscar-nominated faves, as we find out what the Oscar nominations are on Tuesday. So we'll find the list of films that we will have to watch and flicks and, you know, all of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, this is a strong contender, I think.
Yes.
This is a strong contender because it's an Oscar type of film and it's very good.
Yeah.
Like, there are other films.
And it's nice. It's
and
happy.
It's nice. So, yeah, we want this kind of thing as opposed to... some biopic of someone, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I imagine that Jackie thing is...
Yeah, a lot of suffering, a lot of sadness.
Oh my God, my husband just got shot in the head, and I'm so sad. Oh, look at me crying, a close-up. Oh my God, give me an Oscar, fuck.
Wow, that's really harsh on Natalie.
It's very harsh on Natalie.
She's a good girl, Natalie. I don't think she deserves that.
She's a good girl, Dan.
You know, I won't hear that.
She's a good Jewish girl, all right? Don't give her that. So this is strong. This is good. Nice. Well done, La La Land. Well done, Damien Chazelle. 2 for 2.
Yeah.
This and Whiplash. A couple of corkers to start off your career. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he obviously loves his jazz. That. His music infused in throughout his films. But that's a great
strong start.
As difficult second
thing. Yeah.
When your first one's like, this is great. Yeah. And the second one's gotta be tricky, but he's done very well with this.
Yeah.
Mm.
Definitely.
Well done, Damien Chazelle. Nice. And well done you, dear listener. For joining us for this little review of La La Land, Damien Chazelle, Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, 2016. Thank you, Tiffany B, for joining me. Hopefully, you'll come back and talk about some more films.
Sure.
Love to. Why not? You're here anyway. Why not? And thank you, dear listener, for you know, doing just that, doing your namesake.
Listening.
We'll have another Flicks Up sometime soon. But until then, cheers.